The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
For WBFO, I'm Tom Barrich in for Jay Moran, who'll be returning next Tuesday. The Buffalo Diocese canceled a concert set to take place at St. Joseph Cathedral because the Buffalo Gay Men's Chorus was scheduled to perform. In a Facebook post, the choral group said its members were, quote, angered and deeply disappointed by the diocese decision. The group added that after preparing for months, they were notified of the cancellation just 3 weeks before the concert was set to take place on June 9th. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, located in Allentown, will host the concert instead. Diocese spokesperson Joe Martone told WBFO in a prepared statement that the diocese canceled the concert after receiving a list of the performing groups.
When all participants had been confirmed, the diocese chose not to host the concert because a choir identified to perform is a group whose values are inconsistent with Catholic teaching. While we are disappointed that we had to cancel the concert, we understand that another venue has been identified for the concert.
The Gay Men's Chorus did not immediately respond to a phone call to their office. The city of Buffalo shut down a Hertel Avenue business over the weekend for allegedly operating an unlicensed speakeasy. The city said in a statement that Buffalo police noticed a large crowd gathered outside a business called Occasions at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. Police investigated what they found they described as an illegal speakeasy and wrote up the 44-year-old owner for violating several city ordinances. The city's Department of Permit and Inspection Services ordered the business to cease all operations on Saturday. And the summer season is here for the Buffalo Heritage Carousel at Canalside. The solar-powered facility marked the start of the expanded seasonal hours Saturday by honoring its late founder Joan Bozer, an early carousel supporter. The late Walter Simpson. Typically closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, the carousel is open 11 to 7 for the holidays. Through Labor Day, it's open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The Cheektowaga police officer who was severely injured during a car chase last year is now suing the village of Depew and the Depew Police Department. According to court documents filed in state Supreme Court earlier this month, Officer Black Chief and his wife Jennifer Black Chief alleged that Depew police officers violated department policy by pursuing two stolen Jeeps, one of which hit Black Chief while he was deploying a tire inflation device meant to stop the stolen vehicles. The couple said the, quote, negligent, careless, and reckless conduct of those officers contributed to Black Chief's injuries. Black Chiefs are already suing the then 17-year-old man who hit Black Chief, as well as the owners of the stolen Jeep. The driver pled guilty to 5 felonies last week, including reckless endangerment, grand larceny, and causing an injury during a felony, according to court records. He is slated to be sentenced in July. The closure of 6 convenience stores on Buffalo's east side is raising additional concerns over the access of food and goods. While some of the Family Dollar locations have already shut their doors, the remainder are expected to close in the coming weeks. According to the Buffalo News, 600 Family Dollar stores are expected to close nationwide this year. Maston District Councilmember Zenata Everhart sent a letter to the chain's corporate owners urging them to reconsider the decision, stating the establishments have been invaluable to our community. In Buffalo, the closing locations are 738 East Delavan, 1735 Genesee Street, 1307 Jefferson Avenue, 3364 Bailey Avenue, 928 Broadway, and 1031 Clinton Street. City officials are investigating the cause of a fire on East Delavan Avenue this Sunday. The Buffalo Fire Department says the blaze started around 2:30 in the morning on the first floor of a vacant house, causing $150,000 in damage. No injuries were reported. And Scott LaForte of Canandaigua, New York, finished first in the Buffalo Marathon on Sunday with a time of 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 56 seconds. Buffalo natives Bob Biniazewski and Elias Dolly finished second and third, respectively, about 15 minutes after LaForte. Jenny Keenan of Buffalo was the fastest woman in the race with a time of 2 hours 57 minutes and 28 seconds. Just under 1,200 runners competed in the marathon, with thousands more running the half marathon and other races.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.